RNZFB, Board Response. I sought comment from Chair of the RNZFB Board, Clive Lansing, who states, quote, BLVNZ is always conscious of the need to portray blindness and blind, deafblind and low-vision people positively in the media. This extends to our everyday communications with the public, social media communications and job vacancy advertisements. From time to time, directors may become aware that a given advertisement or activity has caused some upset, and we always take such instances seriously. It is important that we all learn from such instances. There are no board-level policies that directly focus on how BLVNZ should communicate about blind people. However, having delegated to the Chief Executive full responsibility for running BLVNZ in a way that meets international best practice, one of the Board's most important functions is to monitor the organisation's activities on behalf of clients and other stakeholders and draw the Chief Executive's attention to any concerns. We fully appreciate that not only do our staff have to raise a lot of funds from the public to pay for services the government won't pay for, but they also have to raise awareness and understanding of blindness issues and attract the attention of people in the community who might not be aware that they could benefit from our services. Furthermore, they must do this in a way that does not undermine the organisation's mission. From time to time, there may be publicity events that miss the mark and don't meet the expectations of directors, and in such cases, we would certainly discuss our concerns with the Chief Executive. End quote. On Blind Citizens NZ's Blind Discuss email list, Mr. Lansing provided an example of the board doing so at the start of the year when a vacancy advertisement referred to blind people as vulnerable. Mr. Lansing would, quote, encourage clients and other stakeholders to make their feelings known if they are concerned or upset by something in our publicity. End quote.